Favorable farming conditions will occur across the Midwest today ahead of a rain event that will likely shut down farming activity for a while over the weekend. The temperatures this afternoon are expected to get well into the 70s and perhaps push up over 80 degrees in portions of the region. We'll expect that to be widespread across the Midwest, with those 80s most likely in the lower parts of the region. Tomorrow we'll still be seeing 70 and near 80 degree temperatures in the lower parts of the region, but the north will likely be cooling down as showers and thunderstorms increase across some of the region. We'll look for highs in the Great Lakes region and the upper parts of the Mississippi River Basin, running mostly in the upper 50s and 60s. And as we move on into a Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week, the cooler air will overspread all of the Midwest. Highs will be limited to the 40s and 50s in the north and the 50s and lower 60s in the south. At the same time, we'll also find a risk of frost and freezes occurring in the upper parts of the Midwest next week. Some areas in the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, northern Iowa, and down into the central U.S. plains will be cool enough for some frost and freeze conditions to occur. The impact is not likely to be very great, since much of the corn crop has not emerged. In fact, much of it hasn't been planted, so we're not terribly concerned from that perspective, obviously. But from a winter wheat perspective, most of the crop in the central plains is not far enough advanced to be seriously harmed by any frost or freeze threat that occurs. Monday morning will be coldest in Nebraska, parts of Kansas and Colorado, as well as the upper Midwest. As we go into Tuesday and Wednesday next week, we'll likely find some of that cooler air working its way into the lower parts of the Midwest, and it wouldn't be surprising to see a little bit of frost or light freezes occurring down into parts of southern Iowa, northern Illinois, and parts of northern Indiana, northern Ohio. One of the restrictive reasons for not seeing the temperatures colder than that is probably because of all the cloudiness and precipitation that will be impacting parts of the Midwest periodically as we move forward through this forecast period. We do expect to see precipitation coming and going. The most significant event near term is that which will get started here in the western Corn Belt later today and tonight. This will likely begin in Missouri, parts of Kansas, Iowa, and Nebraska. The showers and thunderstorms will start off there in an erratic manner later this afternoon, but more likely be widespread on Saturday. The precipitation will then advance eastward through the rest of the Midwest as we move into Sunday and Monday, with some enhancement in the precipitation expected. Rain totals across many areas will likely run from around 5/10 of an inch to an inch and a half. There could be some locally greater amounts in a small part of the region. That cool-off will take place as the air dries down early to midweek next week. But right after the cool air starts to push out of the region will be a return of warmer temperatures and, again, a return of rainfall as well. A minor little disturbance will pass through the Midwest at midweek next week, not likely to produce a lot of moisture. The next bigger storm, though, will likely evolve a week from now and continuing into that second weekend of the two-week outlook, when widespread rainfall is likely once again. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.